Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. Filing a motion to quash service of summons in California litigation is the topic of this blog post. Code of Civil Procedure Section 418.10 states that a defendant may file a motion to quash service of summons on the ground of lack of jurisdiction of the court over him or her. The main grounds used are that of the service on the defendant was defective, as the court does not acquire jurisdiction over a defendant unless proper service of the summons and complaint has been made. This applies even if the defendant is a resident of California. A motion to quash service is a special appearance, meaning that it does not admit the court's jurisdiction over the defendant. Note that the motion to quash should be filed in a timely manner to avoid a default being entered, and the hearing date on the motion must not be more than 30 days after the filing of the notice of motion to quash. The law in California is well settled that once a defendant files a motion to quash service, that the plaintiff has the burden of proving that the service was valid. Once a defendant files a motion to quash, the burden is on the plaintiff to prove by a preponderance of the evidence the validity of the service and the court's jurisdiction over the defendant. And the courts in the state of California have ruled that a defendant is under no duty to respond to a defectively served summons until a plaintiff shows that service is valid. And a defendant is under no duty to respond to a defectively served summons and may stand mute until a plaintiff makes a showing of the validity of the service to the satisfaction of the court. This is particularly so when the defendant was served by substituted service, as the statutes allowing such service are strictly construed. And the substituted service must be made at the address where the defendant currently lives. Even service made at a close relative's house can be ineffective. And the courts in California have ruled that the fact that the moving party may actually have notice of the lawsuit does not prevent them from filing a motion to quash if they were not properly served. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.